Coming at you recorded from parts around the globe, it's the LFTO Thinkerbox. Today, we have Leia.
I hate my legal name with a fucking passion.
Martienne.
I tend to only meet old ladies with my name.
The Typer.
I need to know if vegans suck cock.
And Rain Zero.
I do believe that vegans would suck cock.
I'm your host, Prophet 02, and with me is the person trying to hide, Amari T.
I am embarrassed to show you to people I know.
Today, the Thinkerbox is trying to talk seriously about prejudices and stereotypes, but nothing we talk about is serious for that long. All right, let's go around the panel real quick. Are prejudices wrong?
Maybe.
Sometimes.
Probably. Yes, I think prejudice is wrong, and there's a difference between prejudice and intuition.
What's that difference?
I consider intuition to be something like your base or instinct about people, which is kind of a flash of, like, human instinct, as opposed to prejudice, which is something you can be raised with or something.
But I would say that your intuition is a prejudgment, so it's still a prejudice. Like it,
don't
it might...
you think? Don't you think that intuition comes from prejudices?
Yes.
Like, you get intuitions from people based on ideas that you already have about certain kinds of people.
I suppose the way I see intuition is not based on any idea of certain kinds of people, because it's just kind of this flash I have, and I just consider it a more basic kind of like primal animal instinct as opposed to something where I have a pre-thought idea based on somebody on what they look like or whatever. Because actually, well, a lot of people will judge like the danger level of a person possibly based on appearance. I don't do that. For me, it is just a flash where I can get a distinctly bad vibe from anybody, and it doesn't even have anything to do with what they look like or how they dress or how they talk.
But don't you think that kind of comes from, you know, the way they narrow their eyes or the hand movements or the kind of way they stand, or all these little things that you don't actually think about but are part of the experience as a whole you've had in your life? Even animal instinct doesn't just, like, a baby deer is not born knowing that a wolf is dangerous. They kind of grow up and learn that.
What she's talking about, and I kind of agree with what you're saying, Marty, is more when you're looking at somebody, you get this vibe because your animal instincts, because we're predators, human being as a predator no matter how you look at it, but there's certain ingrained stuff in our head that when we can look at somebody by their eyes, by their how they hold themselves, their hands, their stance, just that you can tell if someone is, you know, dangerous or not. That's where you get the bad vibe from people. And, you know, might be a prejudice, it might not, but there's certain subconscious things that people are doing to let them know that this is a bad person. I don't want to be around them.
I would say prejudging is not necessarily wrong in itself, because it's just the way our minds categorize things. You try to stick slot A in tab B, you know, or vice versa. You want things to fit in your preconceived, you know, this is how the world works. So that's the way your brain tries to categorize things.
Exactly. Typer, what are your thoughts?
I was raised conservatively, and so, like, the big thing for me was that I'm not really to judge anyone. Now, there's no way I can't, and I have definitely had prejudices towards people, but I do my best to avoid it.
When confronted with prejudice against yourself and your beliefs, race, etc., how do you respond? Do you ignore it, laugh it off, own it? What about witnessing prejudice against others?
I think that a lot of times it depends on the circumstance.
Yeah.
Like, I have relatives who are prejudiced, or I have a close friend who is actually rather prejudiced. But when they just sort of say something that doesn't jive right, I might challenge that idea. But as a whole, especially when I'm visiting my relatives, I'm just like, let it go. It's not hurting anyone right at this moment. They're probably not going to change their mind. But, like, if there's actually a situation in which someone is being harmed by prejudice, I feel like I would say something.
I do have to jump in here, actually, to answer my own question. The second part of it. Last semester, I took German. And while I'm not one to label all people who are German or speak German as Nazis, my professor did kind of have some Nazi leanings. And, of course, the inevitable, the Second World War came up. And he started spouting off this stuff. Not only against Jews, but against Poles. And there was this Polish girl in class. And just the look on her face, she wanted to sink back into that chair. She looked so upset. I remember standing up and I was yelling at him. I was really giving him something, which is probably one of the reasons why I didn't get a good grade and my absolute failure at the German language. But I was just like, no, you You cannot do that. You cannot sit there and make her feel bad by spouting off your own bullshit. No. No, that is not happening. However, yeah. Sometimes being really, really little and unable to defend myself physically, I won't do that in every single situation because I will be totally fucked. And when it comes to people actually being that way towards me, when I was in my AP Euro class in my senior year of high school, I always wear a little Star of David or around my neck, and some guy noticed it, and he started, like, crossing himself and like, inching away from me like I was the devil or some shit like that. I was all like, thanks a lot. So what I did actually was I was very sarcastic back to him, and I was just like, fuck you too, blow you a kiss, love you too. And because I normally don't get upset about that kind of thing because he was just being an idiot.
Yeah.
But it does depend on the situation, because I've had shit thrown at me that was really, really bad, and that kind of shook me.
Well, what's really funny when you say that, I'll let you go in a second, Marty. My wife is Jewish, and I've seen that go the other way. We were in a restaurant, and she saw someone sit down at a meal with their family. They all, you know, they did the cross on their body and everything like that, and they held hands and they prayed. And my wife started making fun of them, you know. And I'm not Jewish. She's just like, oh, look at them praying. They're praying to Jesus. Jesus, you know, this and that. And I actually had to stop her. And I was like, you know what? You know what we say to each other in our house is in our house. Now we're in public. All right, you're actually insulting my religion now. You hate it when I do it to your religion. And she actually had the nerve to get mad at me, and we got into a big religious debate right there, and it ended with her driving the car home and I walked because I refused to get in the car with her. But I've seen what you're talking about go the other way, and that's where I think a lot of, like, you know, different stereotypes and prejudices come into play, where it's the oppressed in their own way will twist it around to be the oppressor, but they're not wrong because they're oppressed.
When I was in elementary and middle school, I was an incredibly shy person. I was very timid, and my parents are both shy introverts. They'd never socialized much, so I never really witnessed people socializing. So I got thrown into the mix of public school, and kids started realizing I was the sort of kid they could pick on. And one of the reasons they would pick on me was for having a mother who's from a Central American country. She, you know, you hear that the expression people say, your mother dresses you funny. My mother really did dress me funny, because in El Salvador, you don't go to the store and decide you're going to buy clothes that match. So she would just put anything on me, because that's the way she was raised. Mm-hmm. And so kids would make fun of me. They'd say stupid things like, go back to Taco Bell, you know.
Oh, that's bad.
I became very insecure, and I was very easily crushed because I didn't know how to respond to this.
No, people can prejudice against anything. It's amazing. It's like, I'm vegetarian for a long time, and like, so many people have told me, one, that they would never date a vegetarian, or like someone who I actually did date said that he never thought he would date a vegetarian.
Are you influenced by the way others perceive you based on your race or other easily identifiable marker? Have you found that you go out of your way to behave in a certain way to dispel or disprove a stereotype, even if it somewhat or wholly applies to you?
Yes, I think we all have.
Yes, I would say that I've kind of been shaped into the person that I am because of people's judgments of me. Like, mainly because as a person who does a lot of stuff, like, I make a lot of jokes and I do a lot of image editing, I tend to go with what people like. I'll admit, until recently, I was really reserved about being openly nerdy in public. Very recently, I kind of got over that because I kind of owned it and was like, yeah, I'm a fucking nerd. I'll do whatever.
you tend to do that at PAX because there we were all normal.
I wouldn't have gone to a thing like PAX just because I would have been worried about the thoughts about me for going to a gaming convention. 2 or 3 years ago, I would never have gone to something like PAX. I would have been interested, but I wouldn't have done it.
I have actually owned my shortness before, and I have used it to manipulate my way into certain things, because actually I found that being very short, being very skinny, and looking younger than I am, and then crying pretty much gets you anything you want with any sort of adult ever.
I can't use my how short I am and how and
Rain, you're my height. There's way you're gonna use.
I duck my head down and I'm shorter.
But yes, I used that a lot in high school to get my way out of things. I remember I actually cried my way out of getting a couple detentions because my geometry teacher was a bitch and she kind of hated me. So she used to give me detentions and I would skip right down to the vice principal's office and be all like, please don't give me detention, and kind of like bat my eyelashes, you know, like, okay.
You know, as a whole, I don't think I have really, you know, been so much influenced by how people perceive me. I've always kind of not fit people's perceptions and actually don't really know how to fit people's perceptions. Better if I don't try. But I will say that I have done, like, when I've worked, like, retail or waitressing jobs, done, like, the cutely dumb thing.
Yep.
Because people will let you get away with pretty much anything and like you more if you act cutely dumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Online, I used to hide my conservative principles of life that I've been raised on and kind of, I don't want to say brainwashed, but it kind of is like a nice form of brainwashing too. You know, I've been
pleasant brainwashing.
Yeah, I've been raised like this, so it's just how I am. It's just like what I know and what I think. And when it comes to like my public life with real people, I find very few people mentioning Skype calls and social networks besides Facebook, which is mainly with other people that they know. So when I mentioned, right. So for me to bring up things like Rooster Teeth, PC gaming, going to games conventions, like you guys have mentioned, those things I used to withdraw and hide quite a bit. But I found that being quite outgoing about it, it makes you just stand out and be a bit more unique. Some people laugh, find it funny.
Right.
When I was in elementary and middle school, I did everything I could, because another reason they made fun of me was for being a nerd. So I would, you know, I'd try really hard to act like a typical American ditz. And for some reason that didn't work, because it wasn't because I was smart or I was Hispanic or I was whatever. It was because they figured out they could pick on me.
Yeah.
I've actually done that in high school. Back when I moved to New Jersey, I was the new girl. And I was interesting for about a week because I came from California. You know, I came from LA. And then came my popularity test where I was invited to a party and I refused to drink. And like, this was the kind of town where everybody fucking wears like Abercrombie and they all look the same. I will admit, the second half of my sophomore year, I actually started doing that. And I actually used to experiment a little bit with drinking and stuff in a very desperate attempt to try and mold myself to the way that everybody else was, so that they didn't see me as that crazy girl, although they did eventually see me as that crazy girl.
So you wanted to be a rebel like everyone else?
Yes.
I want to be a dumbass like everybody else.
See, I never did any of that kind of stuff. I mean, when I was in high school, I collected the unpopular people. You know, I had like 5 different people who called me their best friend, and they were all extremely different and never hung out except when I was in some way related. Like, there was the goth girl, and there was the really incredibly smart girl that talked too much in classes.
You freed their minds?
I don't know. I didn't have very many friends, so I collected people who didn't have very many friends, and they all loved me, and I liked that.
What prejudice peeves you off the most? Towards racism. What subject? Racism, religion, random social norms?
Random social norms piss me off the most.
Religious prejudices piss me off the most. Yeah. Like, I get really annoyed every time, like, one person will say a perfectly benign religious thing, and then, like, 20 people on any forum will tell them how stupid they are for believing in religion.
I've actually gotten that a few times where I've been called crazy for my religious beliefs. I remember I got bitched out so bad by one person because I wasn't born Jewish. I chose it for myself. I had this one person yell at me about how I can't possibly be a real Jew and that some of my beliefs in, say, reincarnation were wrong and awful and you're just making it up, you're bullshit. And so that kind of stuff really, really gets to me.
Were they Orthodox?
No. The best part about it, they weren't even Jewish. Every single person who's told me that I can't be a real Jew has been not Jewish.
Because I was going to say, because my mother-in-law was born Roman Catholic, and she converted to Judaism when she married my father-in-law.
You know why they can say that? Because they're not Jewish, and they don't fucking understand it. I was born Jewish, and you know what? Jewish people, they don't give a fuck.
I'm going to pull out a bit of information here for you or for everyone, because this is very important when it comes to prejudice. If you define prejudice, it is an unfavorable opinion or feeling formed beforehand or without knowledge.
I've always believed that the most opinionated people are the people who know the least.
Knowing about it and just judging it without knowing the ins and outs. Who do judge things after they do know that knowledge, that's a different word entirely. That's called bigotry.
how strong are prejudices about where people come from as opposed to others? Would you say that you jump to conclusions about a person's character based on their home state or country?
Yes.
I have a very interesting conversational anecdote with my mother about this, which Rain knows, because I was explaining to her, like, how we met and how we started dating, and she asked, where is he from? And I said, Virginia. And she automatically went, Leia, is he one of those conservative types? And I'm all like, Mom, not everybody
one of those conservatives.
In a southern state is a conservative type person, and do you really think I would be dating him?
You know, Leia, I almost kind of wanted when you talked about that to go, oh yeah, did I tell you that I voted for McCain? Like, no, but no, I'm not conservative, and it does kind of bug me that, like, being from Virginia, I am automatically assumed to be a conservative by many people.
That's one of the first things you want to know when you meet someone. Oh, where are you from? And as soon as they tell you where they're from, you immediately mm-hmm. you put them in some. Like I said, you put the peg in the hole
right.
where they fit in your little mind map.
Yeah. Now, I actively kind of try to avoid prejudices, but I've seen it. And after getting to know some of these people, I kind of make jokes toward prejudices. Like, I had a friend named Nabil. Nabil was from Pakistan. And being in Virginia and having somebody from Pakistan, he gets a lot of shit.
Well, of course he does.
But that's not prejudice. That's just making fun of him.
It's making fun of him off of prejudice.
People made a bunch of assumptions about him. Somebody thought that because he was so close to India that he was Hindu. And that's what? Probably the biggest, that's the stupidest prejudice that
because
I've heard.
Because Pakistani and Indians, they don't like each other. They haven't for a while.
Yeah, yeah. My friend was going like, so Nabil, that's like in that India area. So you got like the Shivas and the Vishnus and all that. And he goes, I'm from Pakistan. We're nothing like the people in India.
Well, and there's no such thing as saying how people in India are like, because there's... To begin with, there's like 20 languages.
I'm quoting yeah. him. Yeah. Like, I'm quoting yeah. him. Like, I'm from Pakistan. We're not like the general people in India. And, you know, part of me wanted to go, well, Nabil, that's kind of generalizing the people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, like, I have a general idea of what people in New York are like. I'm assuming it's kind of that situation.
Yeah.
Now, that's well, not it's... to say you're not going to see a cowboy riding around New York and...
Yeah.
With a big hat on his head and say, oh, I'm going hunting later. Y'all want to join me?
Yeah. Well, see, what's funny is when I went to Korea, when I was stationed there, we were talking about prejudices. And one thing that we brought up was how people smelled. And this is no bullshit. This is a real conversation I had with a Korean soldier. And we were just going back and forth. And we're just like, I was like, yeah, in your country, it smells like rice patties. And you guys smell like kimchi. And he laughed and he's just like, yeah, but you want to hear something really funny? Your country smells like bacon and you guys smell like cheeseburgers. And of course, yeah. when I left Korea and I got back and I was in Los Angeles, I was like, it does smell like bacon here.
But you know what? Bacon is awesome and so it's okay.
Sometimes I will be out waiting for my bus at school, and I swear to God, there is no bacon cooking. I can smell fucking bacon.
Do you have any does anybody have any prejudices based on more local places? Like,
yeah.
Would you say, somebody from that city over there, like this. Yeah.
There's a town called Spencerville around here, and everybody calls it Spencertucky.
My favorite is people from the South. They ask me where I'm from. I say I'm from California. They're like, oh, wow, what's surfing like? I was like, I have no fucking clue. I have no idea how to surf. You know, but they hear California.
That's where you like point to your face, go, do I look like a surfer?
Do I look like I go out in the sun? You know,
like around here, I'm going to name some places that don't really mean anything to any of you. But we might say, oh, you're from Stanton. Oh, you're one of those like hippie artist types. Like, oh, yeah, because there's a college there. So people are intelligent. And that scares all the uneducated Southern people. Oh, I'm sorry for that right there. That was prejudice.
That was wrong.
Prejudicial of me. Alternatively, if you say, oh, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Fort. Oh, you're from Fort? Well, you better get back to the cows before their udders start to hurt or something like that. Like, it's just assumed that people from these towns are like this.
Yeah.
Going into New York, I have a tendency to not admit I'm from New Jersey, because as soon as the word New Jersey is
you're bridge and tunnel type.
Like, you are trashy and gross. And so, like, when I was at PAX, the first day, when I got lost on, like, 20 different buses, I never breathed the words, I'm from New Jersey. I just said, I'm from New York, help me, because I just won't admit it.
But if you say you're from New York, they're like, oh, she means business. They're not fuck with her.
I was trying to find a joke. I was going to say, people from Ohio, there's a tendency that you're really loyal to Ohio, but you also make all kinds of jokes about how Ohio is a terrible place to live.
Oh, yeah. You have to talk to Buck.
I can't find the joke. It talks about John Glenn, you know, was the first man to orbit in space, and he was from Ohio. Orville and Wilbur Wright were the first to make a flight, and they were from Ohio, and there's some other flight pioneers that are all from Ohio. And then the punchline is, you know, mankind will go to any lengths just to get out of Ohio.
I'm not from Boston. My roommate grew up around here, and she was dating this guy, and she would always say, I never would have thought that a Belmont girl would have dated a Revere guy. And I'd be like, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's the other side of the track.
I figured as much. I was like, that's like me saying someone from the hills would never date someone from Reseda.
Oh God, yes, because I also grew up in LA, and so anybody who lives in LA proper, the actual city, like I grew up in Westwood near UCLA. God forbid you meet anybody from the valley, outside the city limits,
Valley.
Seriously,
Studio City, Coldwater Canyon. You're all like, oh, God, those people.
Yeah.
Because they were just viewed as like really trashy. It's all like,
yeah. Oh, God. Especially where I came from, what we always liked, because I grew up in the mountains of California up near the Nevada border. We used to love you Flatlanders because that's what we called you. Flatlanders because you came from the flatlands. Because we grew up in the mountains.
I kind of assume that this relationship to the valley people is kind of like our relationship to the people in the mountains. The people in the mountains are fucking weird.
I'm still punching you in the eye when I see you, Ren.
Our mountains, not your mountains. I'm sure your mountains are perfectly fine.
Our prejudice is based in fact, and should this affect how much stock we put in them?
No. Prejudices are based on misinformation or not having the information. It's judging before.
Well, but that's not true. You get prejudices from events.
That's called bigotry.
Look, people are prejudiced against Middle Easterners because of 9/11. That's not bigotry. That's because they are scared that Middle Easterners are terrorists.
I'd call that misinformation because people think immediately, oh, it's all Middle Easterners, or they simply just classify everyone.
Or it's all Muslim.
Yeah, because I get that. One of my very good friends, Hannah, she's Muslim, and she lives in Malaysia, which is kind of populated with Muslims. But whenever I mention that to somebody else, it's like, oh, dear God. And sometimes she'll get the same way back because, like, her dad is prejudiced against Jews. And so she's kind of gotten some comments about me before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of it is misinformation, like Typer said, but at the same time, you can take historical fact about an ethnic group of people and turn it and twist it around to bite that group of people in the ass, with the whole like Jewish money stereotype. That came from an actual historical fact where they were the only money lenders.
Yeah, if you want really good examples of prejudice, you can find a ton in the book To Kill a Mockingbird.
So here's the question. The vast majority of terrorist activities that have taken place on planes in the United States have involved people who are Middle Eastern. I have a good friend.
I don't want to be wrong here. Is that how many is that? Not to be rude or anything, but how many is that for us?
There were a number of hijackings in the 70s. And then there was a decline in activity.
So I have a good friend who's Middle Eastern who has a lot of trouble, you know, going through security and stuff on planes. So the question is, does that make sense?
It does to a point.
Because, like, when I was 13, our whole 8th grade class went to Europe. And there was a girl, actually, I think they were a set of twins, who were Indian. However, because she looked Middle Eastern, she got pulled aside and got, like, special search and all that stuff. And she was, like, crying because, you know, it's like this 12, 13-year-old girl who wouldn't hurt anyone ever. And she got pulled aside for all this stuff. And I remember my drama teacher, Mr. Weiss, was giving them hell for that.
Questions, comments, concerns up to this point about anything we've discussed?
I think we're all racists. That concerns
me. I love you, too.
I am prejudiced against all of you.
Leia, your final thought.
Okay, I suppose my final thought is, because I am not really all there right now, would be that any stereotypes against short, Lolita-wearing Jewish girls, fucking awesome, and I am sexy, and you will love it.
Awesome. Marty, your final thought.
Make sure before you prejudge someone, you actually know something about them, so you're not prejudging, you're judging.
then you're a bigot.
That way you could be bigoted for a reason.
Yeah, there's substantial reasons why we're hating you. Typer, your final thought.
Don't make me talk. What? No, that was it. That was it.
That was your final thought? Don't make me talk? Okay.
Yeah.
Rain, your final thought now.
You don't hate somebody because they're red or they're blue or they're black or white. You hate them because you know them and you have to put up with them every single day and you can't stand them.
Thank you very much for that, Church. Well, that's it for the LFTO Thinker Box. Many thanks go out to Leia, Martian, the Typer, and Rain Zero. Be sure to tune in next week as we talk about immortality. The LFTO Thinker Box is produced by DaProphet02 and Amari T. Theme song composed by Supergym with cover art created by Rain Zero. For you social networking types out there, you can friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/LFTOThinkerBox, or you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/LFTOThinkerBox. If there's a topic you'd like to hear us discuss on the Thinkerbox, drop us an email at LFTOThinkerBox@hotmail.com. If it's good, or we're completely stumped for ideas, you might hear us talk about it. See you next week.
You have hair like a girl.
I do.
Prophet, you have glasses. Glasses are dumb.
You idiot, you have glasses.
Burn, bitch, burn.
People with bad sight are stupid.
People with bad sight are radicals, and they're going to burn down the government, and we got to stop them because I hate them there.
I think that damn redheads need to just die in a pit of lava. Oh, wait, never mind, I got red hair.
Do we have any redheads?
Yeah, me.
Oh.
That's why I said that.
You didn't notice that at PAX?
No, I didn't notice
that. I was wearing a hat the whole time. I think you're the only person that saw me without a hat on.
But anyway, listen.
Wait, crap, I lost my question.
It's right here in front of me.
This is why you keep a word tag.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Shut up! Hey, you are not a producer here. Shut the hell up and read your question.
My closing thought. I'm
Rain. I haven't asked you yet. Shut up.
No. I have to say it now. No, I'm Rain Zero, and I approve this message.
Can you say it after I say Rain? Your final thought. Like, here we go. Rain, your final thought.
Edit it in.
You. You have no. You're gonna have no final thought now. I'm gonna have dead space just like with Sylvester.